G'day, Richard.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Hey, we're very well, mate. Thanks for coming on the program. Looking forward to this Saturday without any doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very exciting. It's obviously been 3 years for us boys since we've tasted September action. So, you know, the boys are excited. The whole state's excited as well. So it's going to be a great test for us.
What about the ground itself, Richie? I know that you played the Dogs at Etihad Stadium and they kind of showed a fair bit of pace and got over the top of you on that occasion. Are you glad that you're playing at the G?
I think we are, yeah. Obviously, the Dogs love Etihad. As you mentioned, they're the fast runners and play that ground very well. So, you know, I think outdoors they might be a bit vulnerable, but for us it's great to get on the MCG and play finals there. It's the home of footy, so we're super excited about getting over there and, you know, giving it a really good crack and hopefully getting the job done.
Talk us through the game at Geelong, Richard. You had 24 disposals. What's it like being out there in that environment? You know, no one wants to get hurt. No one wants to get reported. How's it feel in that situation?
For us, it was, you know, it was still something on the end of it. You know, it was a home final that we, you know, we gave up in the end. But for us, every week, it's just about going out there and trying to improve our game style and trying to improve as a team, and that's what we're trying to do on the weekend. But to Geelong's credit, they played, you know, great footy. They were sending off three greats at their club, and you know, they were too good for us on the day. So we looked at that, you know, this week, and we've got a few areas to work on. And you know, it's a great challenge against the Bulldogs, who are a young side, very exciting, and got some real talent. So you know, if we play the way we did against Geelong, we're going to get shown up, which is not what we want. So it's a great challenge.
Richard, you've had an emotional year, and with that comes the need for leadership. Tex Walker, in his first year as captain, has, from the outside, seemed to take on the responsibility with full gusto. How's he been within the four walls of the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, he's been sensational, Tex. He's obviously, he hasn't changed too much. He's still been his silly self and, you know, had some laughs with the boys, and but obviously, externally, he looks like he's done a great job, and that's the case. So, he's a fantastic leader. It's obviously, there couldn't be a harder first year, I wouldn't have thought, for a captain. And he stood up and he's playing some really good football too. You know, he's had a lot of support with the leadership group, and Scotty Camporelli too has come in and done a fantastic job. So, he's had a lot of great support, but he's really, really matured and grown as a person and a player this year, which is been fantastic for him and the football club.
Well, talking about Campo, he looks very clean cut. He looks too dapper to be an AFL coach. The boys get into him at all?
A lot of the girlfriends think he's still got it. You know,
he's a bit of a rooster. I can see
stuff,
that,
which has got the boys a bit jealous, I think. But no, he's been fantastic. I've had him in the midfield for about 5 years now, and you know, known quite well, and he knows, you know, the players really well. So we've got that great relationship with him. He's open and honest, and guys feel comfortable enough to come and talk to him. So in really tough circumstances, you know, he's another one that's done a great job. And, you know, whether he hangs around next year or not, we're not sure yet. But you know, as players, we couldn't speak highly enough of him.
Hey, Richard, are you a player who can admire the way other teams play? And the reason I'm asking you that question is because the Doggies, who you're coming up against on Saturday night, here in Victoria, they have been a revelation. I mean, they are getting people turning on the TV. They're getting people wanting to go and watch them play. I mean, put aside what's going to happen on Saturday night, have you actually watched their games and enjoyed them playing throughout the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I have. And it's been fantastic to watch. You know, obviously at the start of the year, I was with everyone else. I thought they'd, you know, you look at the fixture and you find a couple of wins would, you know, probably be good for them, and they're really going to struggle. But their young guys have developed incredibly well, and their game style is awesome to watch. I know that a few people said they're kind of like the new Port Adelaide, and I'd have to agree with that. They're fast, they move the ball well, and they score really highly, and defensively as well, they really do shut teams down. So we like to play in a similar sort of way, and I think you know, I'd urge all fans to be out there. I reckon it's going to be a really fast-paced, exciting game of footy on Saturday night, and it's one we can't wait to be a part of.
Yeah, it's going to be a ripper. What about Brody Smith? Injury doubt over him. How's he pulled up, and are you expecting him to take the field on Saturday night?
Yeah, we do expect him to play. You know, he'd come off early in the game. That was more of a precaution sort of thing. We didn't want to risk him with that ankle. So he's iced all week, and you know, we'll hopefully he'll get up. You know, for Saturday night, he's a very important player to us. Gives us a lot of run and drive and penetration off halfback. So if we can get him right, you know, that's going to really help us out.
And Richard, your nemesis, Port Adelaide, they're not in the finals. You blokes are. There must be a nice little feeling, or at least the supporters anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice. You know, it's been tough on us and our supporters the last few years watching, you know, Port do well. So it's nice this year for our supporters and, you know, to see us in the eight, and hopefully we can, you know, go deep and, you know, really do some damage. It's been a tough ride for our supporters. They've stuck with us through thick and thin, and you know, it's really exciting, and the whole state's behind it. So it's always a bit crazy over in Adelaide this time of year, and we love it. So it's fantastic.
Have you been watching any of the photos coming through of the Geelong Mad Monday? Have you seen any of those coming through with
Sharks
and everything? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's sensational the way they do it. It's yeah, you got to laugh. It's great. I saw, I think, George Hall and Smith as Alan was funny, and then Joel Selwood doing the Mick Fanning was fantastic. So, yeah, the boys are on Twitter and Instagram having a bit of a chuckle of that this morning. So, obviously, been a champion side, and they can let their hair down and enjoy it.
Well, the good news, mate, that no one dressed up as Paddy Dangerfield, which was really good for you blokes, I reckon. Hey, good luck this Saturday night.
Nah, thanks, guys. Good on you.
Good on you. Richard Douglas there, Crows midfielder, and I reckon it's going to be a cracking game as well.
Huge.